Yes, sir. What is the situation?
He's going to a 2 o'clock. He's going to meet with Silveride, Smith, and Chancellor.
He was in the RC Denny group. He did it.
He did the major background at 12:45.
The major one.
That's big one. He opened to all. That's completed. 2 o'clock, you got Silveride, Smith, and Chancellor, Cal, Valeriani, and Gill, because they'll be
right
on the air tonight. Then at 4 o'clock, he does Franco, Roberts, the AP and the UPI diplomatic guys, William S. White, Drummond. Do them all together, mix them all into a group of about 20. You know, those who will be writing follow-up columns and so forth. That is at 4 o'clock.
He's not
going to do one at 2 o'clock, sir.
Yeah.
The one over here went very well. Yes. Smith was there and chimed in a few places, and we covered basically the same ground. Oh, it's hit with great impact.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Great impact. You know, they're kind of wandering around like, oh, this really happened, didn't it? You know? And you can sense by their mood, they're up.
They're up.
They're up. They always are in something like that.
That's what I said. Imagine both countries in the same minute.
But even going to the bathroom is important.
Piston and Piedmont.
The Russians made their own translation. It isn't exactly like ours. And I've just got the Freeman on the phone and said, if you want to play games with us, you go. They put in the word treaty rather than agreement.
Well,
so,
they better know
that.
Yeah, I know, they better know, but...
So what the Russians are doing this afternoon is the Freeman is going to issue a press release authenticating our text, the text you read, saying that that is the authentic text. I just don't want to have to spend our time in the briefings explaining why we weren't taken to the cleaners and the Russians have a different text from ours. And... So...
Yeah, all that nitpicking. Well, any of that, that's the thing I wanted to talk to now about you and...
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No question. So do we.
No.
I think the attitude was
Oh, he said, good God, oh, yes, he said, of course. Talk to Reagan, he says, great.
Yeah. I have a thought, and it's just, I think, something to consider.
It shows excessive eagerness. I really do.
I was thinking it might help you in your this hour and so forth as well.
No,
I really,
let's do it at the next announcement we can make.
Right.
But he mustn't think he's got us with.
Oh, right. But that's why it's pretty good to put out this leaders thing and so forth. Mansfield made a good statement, didn't he?
Very strong.
Every person is concerned whether they use a set treaty and we said.
He bet that we didn't have to do any explaining.
I understand. But you couldn't help
me. I called Dobrynin and I went over it with him word for word tomorrow and yesterday at noon. I called him again at 4 to say, now be damn sure there's no mix-up. And, okay. You're going to be on television tonight. I mean, the average person, the difference agreement, treaty, all they know is something good happened.
Yeah, and there was a joint U.S. or Soviet
state.
Yeah. And the two-stage thing there, put that on your radio.
Well, no, that's the AP interpretation of the agreement.
From Moscow.
Yeah, from Moscow.
Well, sentence is the important. At that time, we will agree to the other, you know what I mean? It's in there. It's in there like cement, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. In the letter of Kosygin, it says it will be discussed before the thing is concluded.
Discussed?
In this case, actually, discussed helps us. Because a lot of the press are asking, are you going to discuss it consecutively or simultaneously? I've just said flatly, we'll discuss it simultaneously.
Right. How this happened and so forth.
Yeah, and I just said there was an initiative by the president, but beyond the details. There was no issue at all about my role. Nobody even asked that I had anything to do with it.
How long it took. That's kind of what you're going to try to get into.
Yeah.
Not,
there hasn't been too much of that.
Starting out with an idea that we're in a good position to say that.
No, we've got a slow. I don't want Jerry to hawk all the credit. They asked him whether he brought it back from Vienna, and he certainly didn't deny it.
Yes, the press asking.
Yeah. I'm going to push that a little harder. Reserves next to nothing. Almost everything, the whole concept of it, we ran down his throat. The whole design of the negotiation, every option we developed over his dead body. The only thing he deserves credit for is that he
took his orders.
Took his orders.
Sir.